Rashi says, "B'chanfein shenogu b'chanfein b'kli." Ruchshu b'chanfein ha'inu seris t'kaytu. The truth is, we're not up to this point quite yet, but I just want to flag, you see already in here, you see in Rashi, Hadgosha, what makes something not serious? Shenogu b'chanfayim b'kli, the negia between the knafayim and the kli. It's going to be later on to the sugya called Shubazav Tomei. Hopefully we'll get to it today as well. We'll already get to it today, at least to begin with. But Akoponim, it's Mashman Rashi, that the point here is Shenogu b'chanfayim b'kli. You have also on the top of the next number. Especially this issue is you need to have a negia between the mazik and the kli. That's what makes it not serious. Yeah, anyway, the Baisa continues. Sumcha soim a nezik shalom. Sumcha says that serious is nezik shalom. Tani idachlund. Another Baisa, Tani velim shalom hatsin agabi aiso. Agabi aperis vitinfu a niku. Shalom a nezik shalom. Hello, offer it service, Mishal Melchatz in Ezek, Sum Chosem and Ezek Shalom. So again, Machlek is Sum Chosem Lechachamim about service. As in Mahatz in Rakhtim, Viniku Bechatim Shalem, Shkoyim Bik. Hello, offer him in Oris Leisa, Chatzim, yeah, fine. Tani Yiduch, another, a third Baisa, Tani Gol Shem, Afiach, Mivakam, so the first two Baisas we have Sum Chos mentioned. Tani Yiduch, a third Baisa, Tani Gol Shem, Afiach, Mivakam, Mivakam, Yotz, Ruch, Mitachas, Knofa, Vishibre, Sakhelem, Shalom and Chatzin Ezek, and here there's no mention of Sumchus. Stomach Rabban, this price is already starting like the Rabban. Omer Rabban. Bishtum of Sumchus, I understand. Kasobar, Koyche Kegufe Don. So I understand the logic. Koyche is Kegufe, so he's Chayav Nezek Shalom. If it wouldn't be Kegufe, you'd be Potter. Now that it's Kegufe, so you're Chayav Nezek Shalom. El Rabban on Manashah. I Kegufe Domi, Kulin Nezek Boy Lashalom. Vilav Kegufe Domi, Chatzin Ezek Lamele Lashalom. At this point, Lachora doesn't know from the Halacha Moshe Mishinai. So saying, what's the pshar of Chatzin Ezek? If Koich is Kegufay, so should be Kegufay, should be Chatzin Ezek Shalom. If it's Lav Kegufay, so there's no, it's not Momen Amazik at all. If it's not Momen Amazik at all, so then, well, maybe we could add a Hadgosha. What does it mean? And if Koich is Lav Kegufay, but it's still the Grom of the Shor, like, even if Shor would not be Kegufay, Koich is Lav Kegufay, don't. Okay, so it's not kigufay, but it's something for sure caused. So the chayyus has to do with the Gemara. The Gemara says many places that even though a person is chayyav for niske shoray, but he's not chayyav for a bird, the shor dog. So the Gemara is a drasha. Ish bar v'loy shor bar. If a person digs a bar, so he's chayyav for niske bayroy. If a shor digs a bar, he's not chayyav for niske bayroy of the shor. The shor creates another mazik. There's no chiyuv on it. There's no chiyuv. You chayev for the niskei hashor. You're not chayev from mazikim that the shor went on to create. That far it doesn't come. So that's the pshat in Rava's kasha as well. If koich is lav kegufay, so it means not niskei shor. Yeah, it's true that it's, you know, it's like a bar misgalgal. It's a takol that the bar created. You're not chayev for takolos that the shor. It's a takol that your shor created. You're not chayev for takolos that your shor created. So you should be part of the gamri. But chatzin ezek, where did chatzin ezek come from? So the Gemara answers, Hoda Merabba, the Oilam Kigufay Domi, Koyche is Kigufay, the Chatzinezek Hilchus of Gemiri Lo. Takalocha Moshe Mishina, it's Megareya, that it's not, that it should, it ought to be, Chor is saying it ought to be Nezek Shalom, but the Hilchus is Megareya, that it's only Chatzinezek. The Rosh is Medayak in this Gemara, the Rosh will talk about later on in the next Talmud about the sugya of Koyach Koyche, but just to mention, the Rosh is in Daik from the Gemara, the Rosh is in Simon Beis. He says, how does the Gemara know Koyche Kegufay? And the Hilchus comes to the Gemara, maybe it's the other way around, maybe Koyche Lav Kegufay, and the Hilchus is coming to be Meisif, to be Mechayev. So the Rosh says that was postured by the Gemara in Sfar, that the Hilchus is coming Lahakam. The Gemara knew that the Hilchus, if it's Hilchus, the Gemara knew that the Hilchus is Lahakam. It's not a Hilchus. So let's explain, how do we know? I don't, like, that was pshitus by the Gemara, that the Hilchus here is coming, the Hakel is not coming, it's not coming lahachmi. Yeah, we'll see if everybody agrees to that. But Akafonim, that's how the Rosh learns this by Maklal. It's to get how the Rosh learns the sugya later on the next Amud by Koyach Koyach. But the Rosh lays down based on this Diyuk and the Lashon of the Gemara. Maybe there's ways out of the Diyuk and the Lashon, but the Rosh makes the Diyuk. I think there are Chalkim on the Diyuk. But the Rosh makes the Diyuk that from the fact that the Gemara is Maskana is Koyach Kigufay, how does the Gemara know? Maybe Koyach Lach Kigufay. And the Hilchas is Lachmir. So no, that was axiomatic to the Gemara that the Hilchas is coming Lahokil. And it's not coming. The Gemara knew that a priori. So it says in this Gemara that Chatzin Nezek Tzoris is a Hilchasa. Really, by rights, it should be Nezek Sholem. It's only a Hilchasa. The Rif in the first parrot, beginning of the Msechta, the Gemara mentions also Chatzin Nezek Tzoris is a Hilchasa. The lesson of the Rif is Hilchasa Gemiri Lo Dimemainu. The Hilchasa says that it's Mammon, meaning Naknas. Not like Karen. Karen is God's here. Hilchasa Gemiri Lo Dimemainu. So the Rosh asks, why do I need a Hilchasa that is Mimainu? He says, why should it not be Mimainu? Maybe not like Karen. Karen, he said, like the Rosh, he says, it's a total of, you know what? Inside. Let us see it inside. I'm starting to think now maybe there's a way that is connected here. Yeah, it's the Rosh is in Perek Aleph. Where's the beginning? It's on in the brackets. It's Daf Gimel Amud Beis. In my Gemara, it's the first column. So he says, "V'asiknu the kulu told the same creates." Remember, the Barmi told the regel. "U'mayni uchatzin esek tzoris." The hilchasu gemirilo the memoinu b'leim shalom alchatzin esek. So that's the quote from the Rif. Says the Rosh. So the Rosh goes on and says, "Hodek amir hilchasu gemirilo the memoinu hu laholay boy hilchasu." He says, "You don't need a hilchasu for that. Of course, it's memoinu." The Mimele Mimainu came in the Tolda the Regal Habi. Since it's a Tolda Regal. If it's a Tolda Regal is Mammon. Why should Tzoris not be Mammon? Viker Halacha Lechatzin Nezik Miri. The Halacha is coming to tell me that it's only a Chiv Chatzin Nezik. Elohi Komer. Afagav the Tolda the Regal Habi. Umamayna Habi Halacha Gemiri Lechatzin Shalom Lechatzin Nezik. Notice when the Gemara says Hilchasa Gemiri Lo, doesn't mean the Hilchasa is that it's Mammon and Aknas. That it's Mammon and Aknas. Why shouldn't it be Mammon and Aknas? It's Regal. It's a Tolda Regal. Of course it's Mammon. It's not Aknas. The Hilchasa Gemiri law is that it is the Hilchasa Gemiri law. So you don't need Hilchasa Gemiri law. It's minor. The Hilchasa Gemiri law is it's Chatzin Nezek. Since it's regular, all you need Nezek Shalom. The Hilchasa comes to tell me that it's Chatzin Nezek.
You say earlier
that Chatzin
Nezek stops class, so that's why it has to teach us this
Mamon.
Because even though you're paying
Chatzin Nezek. On behalf of the Rif, that's the one that I'm saying. On behalf of the Rif, that you need a Hilchasa to tell me that it's Mamon. Because I, otherwise, by comparison, by analogy to Karen, I would have said that it should be a Knas. Could be that's connected to what we're saying to this other Rosh, the Rosh by us, who says that the Gemara knew a priori that the Hilchus is Lahakel. So it's connected. The Gemara knew a priori. If the Gemara knew a priori that the Hilchasa is lahakel, so that means we start with the Hanocha that Koyche Kegufay and it's Mammon. If the Koyche Kegufay, then it's regular, and it should be Mammon. The Hilchasa comes the Gareya, so why should it be Knas? Okay, without the Hilchasa, it will be regular, it will be Nezek Shalom, Koyche Kegufay. The Gemara knows that Hilchasa is Lagareya, lahakel. So Lagareya, that's Chas Rachmanalei, that's Mammon. Exactly like by Karen itself. Like Karen itself also, there's a machlokes in the Gemara of Chatzin Nezek is Mammon or Knas. What's the tolling? So the Gemara speaks out. The tzadik chatzinezek knas, that Karen, chatzinezek of Karen is knas, because really by rights he should be potter completely, because the owner didn't know that his behem is going to do something so strange. But the Torah said, the Torah constantly gehechid l'shvar. The Torah gave him a knas, the next time he should be more careful. And the tzadik chatzinezek is moment, that Karen is moment, is because really stam shorim becheska shimer, that stam shorim lav becheska shimer kaimi. The owner should expect his shor might do something strange, and therefore really should watch the shor even the first time. And by rights, she should be chayav nezek shalom. But since still it's not it's a little bit unexpected, so chas rechamon alei, and it goes down to chatz nezek. So chas rechamon alei means he should be chayav nezek shalom, but the Torah gave him a break. So then it's moment. And if I can't, no, it's if he should be potter completely, but we can't see him. That's but we mechayav him anyway. That's called knas. If she be chayav totally, but we give him a break, so that's called. That's called moment. So the Rosh Bayos says that it's meduik in the Gemara, then in Svara, koichi kegufay. Without any hilchasa, koichi kegufay, and it would be nezek shalom. So you should be chayav completely. What's the hilchasa? The hilchasa is coming to be mekel, chas rechman alei. But by Tzoyers, for some reason, the Torah was mekel. So if you really should be chayav nezek shalom, but the Torah was mekel, that's moment, that's not knas. So I don't need a hilchasa to tell me that it's knas. I knew a priori that it's. I don't need a hilchasa to tell me that it's a moment. I know a priori the koich is kigufay. I know a priori that the hilchasa is coming lahakel. That this hilchasa of tsoiris is coming lahakel. Karen's not a hilchasa. Karen's a posuk. So there's no a priori. The posuk might be a knas. But the Gemara knows that the hilchasa of chatzinezek is coming lahakel. So if the hilchasa is coming lahakel, so that means that really I know in svara koich is kigufay. The hilchus is coming lahakel. So in the mail, it's a moment. I don't need a hilchus to tell me that it's a moment. So that's why the rush asks on the riff. How can you tell me that it's a how can you tell me that it's a that the hil, why do you need to say that the hilchus is that it's a moment? I don't need a hilchus to be that it's a moment. I knew anyway that it's a moment. Koichi kegufay. The hilchus is coming lahakel. Chas rechman alei. But the moment goes without saying. What would the riff answer? No, we're not waiting till the Hakel. So the Rif, well, that's his point. That's the start. Pashtus the Rif doesn't have this Hanocha that the Halocha has to be Lahakel. The Rif thinks that the Hanocha could be, that the Halocha might be Lahakel and it might be Lahakel. We can't take that for granted. So we need the Hilchasa to tell me that it's Mum and it's not Knas. I think that's true. What is the Rif going to do with Agamar? If that's true that we don't know a priori that the hilchus is lahakel, and the hilchus in fact might be lahachmir, so then why is the Gemara say why is the Gemara's maskana koichay kegufay? Maybe the olam koichay lah kegufay, and the hilchus is coming lahachmir. Could be, but that's one possibility. Maybe the Rif will answer that since we know that Sumcha certainly holds Koyche Gufay, because he says Yechayim Nezik Shalom, he doesn't say Yipot Lagame, so why should we be Marma Machlekes since Sumcha holds Koyche Gufay? So the Rabbanon, the Gemara would rather say that the Rabbanon also holds Koyche Gufay and the Hilchus is Lahakel, rather than the other way around. Could be. But I'm thinking now, maybe we could say more elegant. The Rif would say, maybe a priori, I don't know if the halacha is lahakel or the halacha is lahachmir. But one thing I do know, that the halacha includes that it's mamon and not knas. If the halacha was lahachmir, that would mean that by rights it should be part of the gamre, and the halacha is coming to be machmir and to be mechayev and mechatzin nezek, the riff held, then it would be a knas. By analogy to Karen, the Gemara says, if you should be part of the gamre, then mechatzin nezek is a knas. If he should be chayav l'gamre, then chatzin nezek is mamon. So the Rif holds, we don't know a priori if the halacha is lahachmir or the halacha is lahakel. But we certainly know that the halacha, the Rif learns, that's the hilchasa. Hilchasa gemiril of the mamonon. The hilchasa contains the idea that chatzin nezek is mamon. Well, if koich is lav kegufoy, that means you should really be potter. So why are you chayev chatzin ezik? It must be a knas. Al kocha chata oimer that the halacha is coming. That since we know the halacha is since we know that tzoras is mammon, chatzin ezik tzoras is mammon. So it must be that without the halacha you chayev nezik sholem. So therefore, in effect, the halacha is coming local. So therefore, we know the kocha is kegufa. Comes out very in the cheshbon asugi over here. It comes out very very gishmak. I don't know if there's a deeper some bedrock. Go down further. Makes a lot of sense, and why didn't the Rosh think of this? Like the Rosh makes it as a kasha on the roof. The Rosh starts off, Tanocha, Talocha must be local. If Talocha must be local, then that means in Svarah, if you're Yechayev, in Svarah, Yechayev, it's Mammon. Riff, why are you telling me the Hilchasa that the Halacha is, why are you requiring Hilchasa that it's Mammon? And we're just running it backwards for the roof. Saying, no, it goes the other way around. We don't know if it's Lahokel, we don't know if Talocha is Lahokel, Lahachmir. Talocha might very well be coming, we don't know, it might be Lahokel, it might be Lahachmir. So therefore, but the halacha is certainly that it's mammon. Now we need a halacha that it's mammon, because in svar you might be part of the lagami. So I need a halacha to tell me that the chi of chatzin ezek is mammon and aknas. So what that means is, saying that it's mammon and aknas means that you should be really chayev. If you should be really chayev, then koicha must be kegufay, and therefore the halacha is, and therefore the halacha is coming lahakel. In effect, the halacha is coming lahakel. Yeah, I think it's very nice. This is like occurring to me now. I'm not, so maybe there's room to find the whole. I can't promise you this, but it sounds good. Interesting. The lashon of the Rif, I wanted to bring you the Gemara Kesuvos, and I forgot. Let me. I'll go get it. It's fine. Just take a second. I have it away on my desk. The Lashon of the Rif, he didn't get it from nowhere. This Lashon of the Rif, the Hilchos Gemiri LaDimamainahu, it's a Lashon of the Gemara, not by us. By us, the Gemara is Lashon, both the Daf Gimel and by us is Hilchos Gemiri LaDimamainahu. That's it. The Rif added Dimamainahu. The Rif's, the Lashon of the Rif, the Hilchos Gemiri LaDimamainahu, is the Lashon of the Gemara in Ksuvas Daf Gimel from the base. The Gemara there is discussing, actually, the Shiloh, whether Chatzinezek Keren, whether Keren is Mamun or Knas. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya from a brisa. That's a Mishnah. The Gemara brings a raya from the Mishnah. Toshma zechlal kol mishalom yeser al mashahizik eini mishalom al piatzmai. The Mishnah says a klal that anything that's over the regular the keren like kefil dalu behei. So that's a knas. So moed of a knas is spot there. If you were, we're not mechayiv you on your own confession. So moed of a daik al prochus mashahizik. So that's mashma that more than mashahizik is a knas. But with those cases where you pay less than mashahizik, namely chatzinezik, which is keren, those things apparently you could pay al piatzmai. Apparently those are mammon. So it's right that keren chatzinezik of keren is mammon and not knas. So my answers. My answer, no, it's not a riot. Because Mishum Dolei Psikolei, the Gemara, the Mishnah didn't want to say that whenever you pay less than what you were mazik, then it's a knas and you're not mishalom al piatzmai. Because that's not always true. Kevin dika chatzin ezek tshoyres, the hilchasug mirilo de memainu, Mishum Hochi like Tony. But you can't, the Mishnah could say a blanket rule. More than Masha Hizik is a knas, you don't pay alpi atzmi. That's always true. Kefil is a knas, and Dalet Hay is a knas. Everything that's more than you were mazik is a knas. But the Mishnah couldn't say that anything that's less than Masha Hizik is a knas, because that depends. Keren is taka knas. But Shreiris, the Hilchasug Miril of the Mamainahu, that's taka moment and not knas, that you are Mashalim alpi atzmi. So, Mamasha, black and white, Ferishi Gemara. Mamas the lost on the riff, the hilchasug mirila, the mamainahu. So what's the rush gonna do with this gemara? So now listen, but the answer is posh, but it would be easier if you had the gemara in front of you. I'll read you the line in the gemara and just listen carefully. Kaven de ika chatzinesik tsoyres, the hilchasug mirila, the mamainahu, mishum hochi loy katani. Sounds like you have the riff. The hilchasug miri lo demamayno. Isn't that the riff? So what's the rush going to answer? If you had the printed page, it would be obvious for this. What? Right. He puts the comma before the demamayno. You could punctuate the gemara two ways. Kaman dika chatzin ezek seris. The riff reads it. The hilchasug miri lo demamayno. That's the halacha of Moshe says that it's moment and aknas. So therefore, the Mishnah didn't want to talk about chatzin ezek because chatzin ezek sometimes is keren and sometimes it's moment and sometimes it's knas. So we don't talk about it. The Rosh presumably will punctuate the Gemara. Kaman dika chatzin ezek shayres tehilchasug mirila kama dimimainahu. That's moment and aknas. Not that the hilchas is that it's moment, but it's moment. That's the fact that it's moment and aknas. Hilchaklay. So therefore, like katani. So the machlokes, the riff and the rosh, is where to put the kama in this gemara. The riff read to put the kama, the hilchasim gemira dila mamainahu kama mishamachi lektoni. And the rosh puts the kama, the hilchasim gemira kama, the mamainahu, it's another kama, and therefore they're lektoni. But let's take this down a little bit deeper. Why does the Rif read this Gemara? And we'll see in a second, Rashi also reads the Gemara. The Hilchasug Mirila de Mamaino. Why does he? Why? Mechatesa. I mean, the Rosh is just as good a reading as the Rif. Well, then let me put the question differently. If you punctuate the Gemara like the Rif apparently did, the Hilchasug Mirila D'Mamayinu, so then I understand why the Gemara is mentioning the fact that Tzoreis is Halach L'Mashim Shina. Like, why is that even important to the discussion? The main point is Keren is a Knas, Tzoreis is Mamon. The fact that Tzoreis is Halach L'Mashim Shina, like, why is that important to mention? So why should Tzoreis say Kevin Dikachatzin is a Tzoreis D'Mamayinu Mishimachi Lektan? Why give me this extra information that Chatzin Ezek Tzoreis happens to be Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai? And if it wasn't Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai, if it was a Pasuk, a Svar, it would still be Mamayna. So what does it have to make this point? Hilchasug Mirila. According to the Rif, it's Pashut. Because the fact that it's Mamayna is in the Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai. That's the Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai. That's, I think, why the Rif read the Gemara that way. It's very easy to put an extra comma, but then it makes no sense. Why are you even talking about Hilchasug Mirila? Now, obviously, the Gemara is saying the hilchasug mirila de mamainu. Well, so that's the riff. So what about the Rosh? The Rosh holds the hilchasug mirila has nothing to do with it being mamainu. It's mamainu and svar, because koychek begufa. So why is the Gemara mentioned b'chal the hilchasug mirila? Why is that important to the discussion? The answer is, I think, the Rosh would say the Gemara mentions that it's hilchasug mirila as a proof that it's Mimayna. Since the Rosh holds that we know a priori that the Hilchas is Lahokel, that's where the Rosh is coming from. The Rosh, the Kamar Gemara, we know a priori that the Hilchas must be Lahokel, that the Gemara knows, that the Haloch, that such a Hilchas is coming Lahokel. So therefore, since it's a Hilchas, by Keren, we don't know what would be without the Pasuk. If there was no Pasuk of Keren, maybe you'd be Potter Lagami, because Tam Shor Beches Kashima Kami. Maybe the Pasuk come and give you a knas. Maybe the other way around. We don't know a priori what the Pasuk of Keren is. Is it a lahokal? Is it a lahachmer? That's why we have a machlokes, if it's mamon or if it's knas. But hilchasos, the hilchasos we know a priori, is coming lahakel. So for the fact that it's only a hilchasa, it's not a posuk like Karen, and the hilchasa is always coming lahakel, so that's a raya that is real, that really should be chayav completely, because the hilchasa is coming lahakel. Or if you should be chayav completely, that means that it's mum, that koichi kagufa, and it's mum, and it's nachnas. So it comes out, the same machlekes we saw before in the Rosh, and this machlekes, the riff in the Rosh, ultimately it comes down to how to read this Gemara in Ksuvos. The riff read the Gemara in Ksuvos, that we don't know a priori if the Hilchus is the Hokul or the Hilchus is the Hafman. We don't know a priori if Koichi Kagufi, Laf Kagufi, it could go either way. Maybe Koichi Laf Kagufi and it's a Knas, maybe Koichi Kagufi and it's a Chas Rachman Alei, we don't know. But the Hilchus says that it's Mammon and it's not Knas. Meaning the Hilchus says that really Koichi Kagufi and Shibi Chayim Nesek Sholem and we're coming to the Hokul. And the Hilchus, it says in itself, the Hilchus explains itself. The Hilchus says, this is not a Knas. Knas would mean that really Koichi Lav Kegufay and we're giving you a Knas. No, the Hilchus says, Koichi is Kegufay and we're being Chas Rachman Alei and it's a Chi of Mammon. And that's what the Gemara means. Hilchus Gemir Lodem Mamayinu. That's all in the Hilchus. That Chatzin Ezek Tzeres is Mammon, it's not Knas, and therefore Koichi is Kegufay. And that's Pshat in the Gemara as well. How does the Gemara know Koichi Kegufay? Because the Hilchus says on itself that it's Mammon, it's not Knas. If it's Mammon, it's not Knas, that means by right you should be Chayim Nezek Shalom. Oh, Koichi Kegufay. That's how the Rif read the Gemara Ksuvos. And that's how the Rif reads Agamar. The Rosh, on the contrary, reads that Koichi, that we know, the Hilchus doesn't explain itself whether it's a Mammon or it's a Knas. But we know the Hilchus is Lahokel. That's somehow a given. That the Halach is Lahokel. So if the halach is lahakel, so since there's halach of chatzin nezek lahakel, we know that without the halach, it will be chayiv nezek shalom. Oh, it must be koichi kagufi. That's agamar, and that's pshat in the gemara in ksuvos. The hilchus of gemiri lo, the fact that it's a hilchus means that it's lahakel. That means l'mbali the hilchus, you'll be chayiv nezek shalom. Oh, it's right. It's nezek. That is mammon. It's not knas. I think that's poshut. That's why I'm just pshatovna here in the machlekes here, the Rosh and the Rif. Yeah. I think it would be worthwhile still to dig down deeper, which I'm not going to do now. But I think it would be good to know that there's mokum here, there's a mokum lehisgader, leave it to you. There's a mokum lehisgader to dig down deeper and say, why did the Rosh not learn like the Rif? Of the two pshatim, the Rif is easier. Because the Rif doesn't have to invent this axiom that we have that we know a priori that the halakha is always lahakha, which is very mechudish. The Rif doesn't need that. Everything the Rif just needs to say that the halacha contains the fact that it's memayna. Okay, that's Gemara Ksuvos. If you don't put a comma in, that's what it says in Gemara Ksuvos. The Rosh is much more mechudish. The Rosh has to say that there's some axiom that the Gemara knew that the halacha is always coming lahakel, it's not coming lahafer. That's the thing. And he says, because otherwise, how does the Gemara know koichi kagufa? What's bothering the Rif? What's bothering the Rosh? And it's particularly strange in the Rosh. Because it's not like the Rosh didn't know of the possibility that halacha might contain the idea of Mamaynu. He heard the Rif say it. The Rosh in the first parak heard the Rif say that the Hilchasa contains the idea that it's Mammon. And the Rosh says, why do you need that? Obviously, it's Koichi Kagufay. We know Koichi Kagufay. Of course it's Mammon. Without the, why should it be? It's like regular. It's a total event. Of course it's Mammon. Oh, maybe that's where it ultimately goes down to. The Rosh holds that since it's a told of regal, that taka says no more, it's a told of regal. So there is the Rosh held, if it's a told of regal, that already tells me that it's mammon. I don't need a hilchus that it's mammon. If it's regal, then it's mammon. So maybe everything follows from that. Maybe that's the nukum. If it's regal, it must be mammon. Yeah, even that's not such a raya. So maybe that's what the Gemara means. Hilchus gemiru l'demoinu means hilchus gemiru that it's regal, and therefore it's mum. I don't think that's the end of it. Okay, we could run around in circles here a lot, but I think what's clear is that we have these two mahalchim, the Rosh and the Rif. Why the Rosh doesn't learn like the Rif? That remains an open question. It's interesting in Rashi. Rashi learns like the Rif that the Hilchus of Gemiri law includes the idea that it's Mamayna. Rashi reads the Gemara Ksuvos with apathy. Hilchus of Gemiri law de Mamayna. The Halacha Moshe Mi Sinai says that service is money. But Rashi, both in Daf Gimel and in Ksuvus over there in Daf Mem Aleph Mubeis. However, he says it in different ways. Rashi in Daf Gimel Mubeis says it one way, and Rashi in Ksuvus Daf Mem Aleph Mubeis says it a different way. I'll tell you first the Rashi in Daf Gimel. Right, you can look with me. Look at Rashi in Daf Gimel Mubeis. Chatzin Nezek Tzoris. It's in there. It's about halfway down the Amud. The Redeemer Maskel, the Chatzin Nezek Tzoris, says Rashi, Shoyisim Aleches V'tiz Tzoris Beragle V'shubes Akeilim. The Kaimelon, the Hilchasod Gmirilo L'Moshe Misinai the Memoyne Hu V'Loiknas. So that's Beferush Laikum, like the Rif. The Hilchasod Gmirilo that it's Memoyne. And then Rashi goes on and says, "V'afagav the palga nezik shul negicha v'knas k'naminu l'kamon, even though chatzin nezik ordinarily the chatzin nezik of keren is knas, hay palga niskim amoinu, but this palga nisk is mamon. V'hilkach lav toldu the keren. That's why tzoris is not a toldu of keren." Rashi explaining the Gemara. The Gemara says the tzoris is a toldu of regel. So Rashi saying, "Why is it a toldu of regel? Chatzin nezik sounds like it should be toldu of keren." He says, "No, keren is a knas. Here the hilchus is that it's not a knas; it's mamon." If it's mamon, it's not a told of Karen. Elo the regal, rather it's a told of regal. And mehechetes the regal, maybe she'd be told of bar. I don't know, maybe she'd be told of something else. So Rashi says, no, the mikoyach regal hu da osu. Since it comes mikoyach regal, chori means the tzoris, he's matiz baragwa, he's matiz derech iluchoy. So since it's similar to a regal, on the one hand, and it's not a knas like Karen on the other, so therefore, and therefore, we have to put it under regal. But regal I have it, but it's not told the same kayotzim. And that's the Gemara. They told the same kayotzim, lav kayotzim. It's not kayotzim behem. The regal mishalim nezek sholem behind the rapapa. That's what rapapa meant. That this told the regal is lav kayotzim, but it's only chatzin nezek, and it's not like the av, which is nezek sholem. So it says in this Rashi that the hilchasug mirilo is that it's mamayno. Mamash like the rif. Hilchasug mirilo de mamayno. And that's why it's not a told of keren. Because keren's a kass, how could it be a told of keren? Rather, it's a told of regel. And vasef is regel because regel is because mikoyach regel kosi. So that's why it's regel and not some other. That's the Rashi over there in Ksus. In Bava Kama. Rashi in Ksuvus has things a different tune. Rashi over there says came in the gechatzines the mishtalim beniske behema. It is a tzoris. Explains what tzoris is. The mishalim chatzinezik. Ubi ahu chatzinezik kaimlon bababakama the hilchasug mirilom misinai shul tolda shul regel. And this halacha l'moshim misinai, the gemara says in babakama that the halacha l'moshim misinai is that it's a told of regel, and it's p'tur b'shus rabim ki regel, and it's potur b'shus rabim. That's the gemara daf yotes. The tzoris is potur b'shus rabim because it's a told of regel. Mustava told the regel. The gemara says. So therefore, it's memoino because veniske regel lav knosan inu ela memoino, and regel is moment and not knas. Both Rashi's read the Gemara without the Kama. Both Rashi's read that there's a hilchasu gemirilo that it's memoino. That's how they read the Gemara. The hilchasu gemirilo the memoino, but they diverge. What's exactly the structure of this hilchasu gemirilo? Rashi in Daf Gimel by us. Says Hilchasug Mirilo that it's Mamon and not Knas. Mamish like the Rif. Mimela, it's Regal and not Karen, because if it's not Knas, it's not likely to be Karen, it should be Regal. And why Regal? Maybe something else? Well, it's Dumi the Regal, so it's Regal. And the other in Rashi in Ksubis also reads the Gemara without the Kama, Hilchasug Mirilo de Mamaino. But he learns that the Hilchasug Mirilo de Mamaino, who means not that there's an explicit Hilchasug that it's a Mamon. No, the Hilchasug is that it's told with the Regal. Once it's told to the regel, then it's like regel. Regel is moment and not knas. So that's interesting. So what's the nekudah here between the Rashi and Bava Kama and the Rashi and Ksuvus? So here I thought the pshitos that it should be totally in something we already saw. But what are these two Rashi's totally in? Yes, it's a Steven Rashi. I mean, Steven Rashi one mesech to the other, no big deal. But I think there's more than that. More than that. I have a steer in Rashi. Let's flesh it out. In Rashi in Baba Kama, it says that there's a in Rashi in Ksuvos rather, the halacha of Moshe Mishinai says that Sveres has to be regal. I might have thought it should be Karen and then it would be Kass. The halacha of Moshe Mishinai said no, it has to be regal. That's the hilchasa. The hilchasa is that it has to be regal. And once it's regal, it's mamon, because regal is mamon. Rashi in Ksuvos says no, there's no hilchasa that it has to be regal. Maybe tzoros could be other things. But there's a hilchasa gemilah, it has to be mammon. So if it's mammon, then it's not going to be a told of Karen, because Karen is knas. But, and why regal? The hilchasa doesn't say it has to be regal. It just says it has to be mammon. So lots of things are mammon. Regal is mammon, shein is mammon, you know, eishin bara mammon. So why does it have to be regal? It says, well, mkerch regal kossi, it's matis tzoros, derech hiluchai, so we're going to call it, so the mail, it's a told of regal. So let me ask you a question based on these two Rashi's. If all we knew were these two Rashi's, I would ask you, could there be tzoros of shame? Remember we had the machlekes already here. Could there be tzoros of shame? Tosfos holds to such a thing as tzoros of shame. The same with the tzoros of regel. If it's a yeshana lezeka, then there's tzoros of shame. What do you think the Rashi's would say about that? Rashi Baba Kama would say yes, there could be tzoros of shame, because Rashi says the halacha of Moshe Mishinai doesn't say it has to be regel. Maybe it's Karen. The halacha of Moshe says it has to be mum and not knas. So Mela can't be Karen, because Karen is Knas. But why does it have to be Regal? Well, Mikoyach Regal Kalsi. Yeah, that's when it's Mikoyach Regal Kalsi. But Chazir HaNoiver, where it's Yeshano Lezeka, then it could be Torah of Shame. Doesn't say in the Lachal Moshe Mishinai that it can't be Shame. It has to be Mammon. Shame is also Mammon. Lashenkin, according to Rashi in Ksuvos, it says in the Lachal Moshe Mishinai that it has to be Regal. That's the whole reason why we know. It's all the way around. It's not that it's moment, that's why it's regal. We don't know if it's moment, but it's regal, that's how we know that it's moment. It's because the halacha of Moshe Mishinai says tzoros equals regal. So could tzoros be shame? No, the halacha of Moshe Mishinai says that it has to be regal and not anything else. So now we have a stira with two rashis. We have a rashi in Dav Gimel who holds that tzoros could be other of us too. Can't be Karen, because Karen's a knas. And tzoros has to be moment. Fine, so Karen's off the table. But otherwise, it could be told of other of us. And we have Rashi and Ksuvos who says that no, Tzoros has to be regular, can't be told of other of us. So this should be totally in the. The buzzer went off. This is, I think, it's totally in the Tulash Shinus and Rashi. We already saw Lishna Kam and Lishna Basar. The other that we had a preview that there's a Lishna Kam and Lishna Basar Rashi later on in Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. But Rashi and the Lishna Kam learns that that's the subject matter of the Gemara of the Yesh Adol Tzeres and the Gemara Daf Yud Ches, and all the Gemaras are busy with this notion. That's Rashi in the Lishna Kam learns that the Rava's Bayon Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, where the Yesh Adol Tzeres is predicated on the assumption that it can't be both. It can't be tzoros, and that is the Gemara is talking about a case where he was mishana in tzoros. He did it. He was bayit. Bayim was bayetis. So it's Karen. It's mishuna, and it also happens to be a hataz of tzoros. So it's tzoros. Can there be tzoros of Karen? So that's the Rav assumes no. It can't be. If it's tzoros, not Karen. If it's Karen, it's not tzoros. And Rav had a bayul. Which one is it? Is it Karen? Then it has Hadot. But then it's not Tzoros. Or if it's Tzoros, then it's not Karen. Then there's no Hadot. That's how Rashi and Lishna Kama learns. So Rashi and Lishna Kama learns that's the assumption, but a predicate of Rav is that Tzoros has to be regal. It can't be Karen. And if something has the tchuna of Karen and the tchuna of Tzoros, because it's Mivaetis, so it's like Karen, but it's Tzoros on the other hand, so you have to make a choice. Either it's Karen and then it can't be Tzoros, or it's Tzoros and then it can't be Karen. So that's like Rashi in where? Rashi in Ksuvos. That the Hilchus of Gemirah is that Tzoros has to be regal. It can't be anything else. I think that's like Rashi in Lishna Kama. Rashi in Lishna Basra, which is Tosfos. Well, Tosfos holds that way also. That no, the Gemara about Yesh Adol Tzoros is not talking about Tzoros that were Mishunah. It's talking plain, ordinary Tzoros. And it's a different issue, a local issue about Shreiris. If you do Shreiris three times, is there a concept of Mu'ud? Just like there's a concept of Mu'ud by Karen, is that after three times it goes up to Nezek Shalom. When you get to the end of the word, you go up to Nezek Shalom. So maybe that Shreiris also, after three times, you go up to Nezek Shalom. But it's not talking about a case that happens. It's Karen and Shreiris at the same time. No, that's not the issue. It's a plain, ordinary Shreiris of Regel. And then Rabbi had this notion that maybe Tzuris after three times it comes Nezek Shalom. But nothing to do with this issue of whether something could be Tzuris and Nezek, which could be Tzuris and Karen simultaneously. That's not problematic. That's not problematic at all. And that's Tosus. That's the Tosus. That's why Tosus thinks there's nothing problematic about having Tzuris of Shem. And that's like Rashi in Ksuvus. I'm sorry, that's like Rashi in Nav Gimel by us. Rashi in Nav Gimel is like the Lishna Basur in Rashi. That there's no halach, we're not wedded that tzoros has to be regal, tzoros could be shein, and tzoros could be other things also. We're wedded to one thing, tzoros is not a knas. The din of chatzin nezek tzoros is not a knas. The reason why tzoros is chatzin nezek is not because it's a knas, that as far as it goes is memayno. The hilchos gemira law, that's all the hilchos gemira law says, that it's that the din of chatzin nezek is a mumminess of the halach, it's a chas rachmana way, it's really a mumin, and it's not a knas. That's very appealing. And we have a steer in Rashi, but it's not a steer at all because we know there's two Lashonis in Rashi. So it comes out, if you wanted to sum it all up, that if we wanted to know what is the Gemara, and if we can start from the Gemara Ksuvus and generate everything from there. The Gemara says, Chatzin Ezek Tzoris is Hilchasom Gimel Dememayno. So what's coming out now is that we really have three ways to understand that Gemara. What does the Gemara mean? That Chatzin Ezek Tzoris is Hilchasom Gimel Dememayno. The Rosh's Havana is that there's a comma. Sorry, that there's a comma. Hilchus Gemirul comma. Dimamayim. The Rosh holds it does not say in the Halacha Moshe Mishinai whether it's Momen or whether it's Knas. In any fashion. Doesn't say the Farish that it's Mammon. I think according to the Rosh doesn't even say that it's Regal, because then if it said that it would be that it's Regal, then that would be saying that it's Mammon. The Rosh will know it doesn't say that it's Mammon. The Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai says Chatzin Ezek Tzoros, that Tzoros is Chatzin Ezek. That's all it says. Hilchos Gemirul, comma. But we have a Svara a priori that the Hilchos is coming L'Hokam. That he reads in Agamar. But some of the Gemara knows, he doesn't say how the Gemara knows, the Gemara knows that the Hilchus is coming Lahokel. So since the Halacha is coming Lahokel, so Mimela, it's Poshut that it must be that without the Halacha, you'd be Chayiv Nezek Sholem. The Chayiv Nezek Sholem must be that Koichi is Kegufa. Koichi Kegufa, that means Mimela. Why is it a told of regal? The Rosh doesn't say. Probably the Rosh would say like Rashi and Dav Gimel that it's a told of regal because it comes in Mikoyach regal kasi and it could be a told of shentu. We'll see later on going forward that the Rosh holds you could have service of shentu. The halacha doesn't say anything about that. The halacha doesn't say it has to be regal and not anything else. And the halacha doesn't say that it has to be moment and not knas. According to the Rosh, the halacha itself says very little. The halacha says it's chatzinus. But we have an a priori svara that the halacha is lahakel. So if the halacha is lahakel, then it must be that without the halacha would be nezek shalom. That's why Agamara says koyche kagufa. Gemara doesn't say maybe koyche lav kagufa, but the halacha is that you have to pay anyway. That would be halacha lahachmir. No, the halacha has to be lahakel. And that's what Gemara knows. It's mimainu because If the halacha is the hokel, that means without the halacha, the chayim nezek shalom, then that means that it's mammon, it's not knas. That's the shittas harosh. We have the shittas harif and rashi, that we have to read the Gemara without a period. Hilchasug miri lo de memaino. But that itself divides into two different shittas, which is the two different rashis. Rashi and that gimel, and likewise the rif. They understand that the halacha doesn't say that it's regal, but the halacha says that it's mammon and not knas. Hilchasug miri lo de memaino means the halacha lo meshe misine says that the reason that chatzin esek is mammon. That's all that it says. If chatzin esek is mammon, so first of all, we know the kareche kagufa. Chatzin esek is mammon, it means that by rights you should be chayav nezek shol, but chas rachman ale. Well, that means kareche kagufa. That's why Agamor says kareche kagufa. The halacha lo meshe misine tells me the kareche kagufa. And why is it regal? Well, it doesn't have to be regal. If the halacha lo meshe misine is just saying that it's mammon, that's all the halacha lo meshe misine is saying, then why does it have to be regal? The answer is, yeah, it has to be regal, because it's mekarech regal kosi, because it kicks it with its foot. And let it be Karen. So you have Karen also with your foot. Sometimes Bata is with your foot. No, but Karen's a knas. Here it's not a knas. Obviously, it's not a told of Karen. It's a told of regal. That's the Rashi and Daf Gimel, and that's, I think, the Rif. And then we have Rashi and Ksuvas, which is a different nigun, that the halacha doesn't say that it's Mamayna, but the halacha says that it's regal, and regal is Mamayna. Mimela, we know that it's Mamayna. But then we can still say the same thing, and as far as Agamor is concerned, Mimela, Kaychi Kagufa. Because if the halacha Moshe Mishina says that it's regal, and we know regal is Mamayna, that means without the halacha Moshe Mishina, it would be Nezek. If it's mammon, that means without halacha mishnisim, then it must be koyche kagufa. Because if koyche bilav kagufa, it wouldn't be mammon. That's how the Gemara knows that koyche kagufa. That's, I think, the three mahalkim here in how to understand that Gemara. I just want to tell you over about Bereth. I'm not going to spend time on it, but just something you should know about. The Bachbar in Rav Bachbar in Simon Yutes brings that the Nachas David asked him. He was asked by the Nachas David, who was much older than Reis. Reis. Nachas David asked him, what's the Gemara Shalat? Kerchis Kegufa, Laf Kegufa. He says, in Kol HaTar Kula, Kerchis was Kegufa. Yeah, it's a pasuk. So when Noshalav Basel emanates, by Ritzeth B'Shoyi, the Torah says that he was the hammer thing went flying off. He's called the Ritzeth B'Shoyi. So if I'm called Terakula, the Koyche is Kegufa. Hilchus Shabbos, Hilchus Ritzeach, and Hilchus Koyche is always Kegufa. Why over here all of a sudden? Why is not sure? Koyche Kegufa, Koyche Laf Kegufa. Why is that even a subject for debate? So Bachbe answers. Rav answers. I remember now if he says the whole Teretz B'Shem Rav Chaim, or he says the preface to the Teretz from Rav Chaim. I sent you the Rav Bereshi, you can take a look. But he's makdim avot from Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim said, Chaim asked a different question. Rav Chaim said, it says in the Gemara that if Behemoth's mazik its foot, so that's the av of regal. But if it's mazik with its saddle, with its prumbia shabafia, with its other accoutrements, that's already that's a total regal. So Chaim said, why is that only a total? I mean, what does it matter if it's with its foot? With it's behemoth with mazik. But what's the difference if you do it? Noshal bayir tzech b'shogeg. Would you say that? Well, if it was noshal abarzel me'eitz, that's the av. And then if it was Ritzeach B'Shoyeg in some other way, then that would be a psatolda of being a Ritzeach. Torah says an example. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. It's all None of it is kaychay. It's all niskei gufay. Like, why is that even called a toldah? So Chaim said, "Psavod, that you see that when it comes to behema mazik, it has to have a certain surah to be called to be like regular muscle. The regular niskei shayri. It has to have a certain." Has to have a certain format, the way the Torah describes, and any divergence from that format is already a toldah, even if it's not significant. It has to have the tzuras hamazik. I think that's Rav Chaim's expression. It has to have the tzuras hamazik that the Torah describes in order to be the avav, regal, sheng, whatever it is. And to the extent that it's not mamzik, the tzuras hamazik that the Torah describes, it's b'shlif shaleh, it's chamor b'masoi, not things that you would think make a difference, and they talk, don't make a difference until the same chayesim. And the Gemara says we learn it out with the binyan av, just like yechayif for regal. That's the Gemara Davgim and that base. You know, Maishna Regal, that's a Zekamotsui, and so this also a Zekamotsui, and the Chanami, where Marbid told us with the Mamatsinum. But it's at the end of the day, it's only a Mamatsinum. We don't say this is the Av, this is what the Torah meant. No, the Torah describes a certain surah, that's the Av. And everything that you derive from the Av, you have to derive from a Mamatsinum that we can learn out other things from it. But you have to have a certain surah samazim. So Baruch Ber said, and this I don't remember if this part of Chaim also said, Baruch Ber said that's the issue of koichei kegufoi. If I didn't call it a kul, koichei is your action in your chayim. If somebody's reseach alidei koichei, it's called that he was reseach. And somebody's mechal Shabbos alidei koichei, if I didn't, it's called that he was mechal Shabbos. But the shail here is not, is it called the behemah was mazik? The shail is, does it have the tzuras hamazik of shor? And maybe for that koichei is lav kegufoi. Maskon is koichei is kegufoi, but zilchas agmirilo, but akoponim, that's the shail of whether it has the that's the shail of koichei kegufoi. That's the suffix of koichei kegufoi. Is koichei kegufoi included in? Is it included in the tzuras hamazik of shor hamazik? Let's go on. That's Chol and Eskimo. Did the other one start the next Gemara? Kol Shabbos Avtami? Just by show of hands, how many guys saw the Gemara Kol Shabbos Avtami? Fine, there we go. Okay, let's get back there. Omer Omer. Kol Shabbos Avtami, ben Izokim Shalom Nezik Sholem. Kol Shabbos Avtor, ben Izokim Shalom Chatsi Nezik. Shrova lays down a rule. Kol Shabbos Avtami, Nezik Shalom. Kol Shabbos Avtor, Tzeres, presumably it means. So that's your only Chatsi Nezik. See Rashi in a second. But let's read the whole Gemara through. Fact the Gemara Rova Tzeres also Lashmino. What's the Chiddush? That's Tzeres. The message is Rova Eglo Meshechis Bekaroyim Kamash Melo. He's coming to tell me the case of an Eglo, a calf that's pulling a wagon. That's apparently called Shabbazav Tomei, and that's the Chiddush, that's called Niske Guf, and it's not called Tzeres. Sort of ambivalent, maybe that should be Tzeres. So Kamasma, no, that's not labeled as Tzeres. No, Rav is giving me a litmus test. How do you know something is Niske Guf or Tzeres? Well, you look at it if it's called Shabbazav Tomei. And that sheds light, apparently, on this case of Egla, all very mysterious. It sheds light on this case of Egla, Meshechus Bekorin. That's an ambivalent case. We don't know if it's Tzeres or if it's Niske Gufa, but in Hezav it will be Tomei, so it's Niske Gufa and it's not. And it's not serious. Tanya Kavosid Deroba Behemim Wedes Shabbos Derechilucha Ketz Behemim Shnitnas Solachatz Ranizik V'Tisa Begufa Derechilucha U'Basayr Derechilucha V'Ukav Shaleo V'Shulyosh Sheoleo B'Pumbi Yishapi B'Zuk Shebetzavora B'Chamer B'Nasoi V'Eglam Meshechis B'Korin Meshalom Nezik Shalom. That's the Shikul Gemara. So let's see Rashi. Kol Shabbos Avtomei says Rashi Mashma Negiu Mamish. So Rashi learns Kol Shabbos Avtomei means Tumas Mago. A zav could be metame in many different ways. A zav could be metame by touching something, that's tumas mago. A zav can be metame, this is especially by a zav and a zova, and neither you let us to the things that are that class of tmeim. The class of tmeim that the Rambam puts in Hilchas metame mishka v'moshe. It's a special class of tumah. So those zav v'chaveirov, they have a special halacha, two special halachas. Number one, they're the metame beheset. The metame beheset. Beheset and b'masa, really. Which means like this. There are many tumas, not only zav. they're metami b'masa in the sense that if you carry them, you become tame. A nevela, for example, is metami b'masa. If you carry a nevela, you become tame, even if you're not touching it. But you're carrying its weight, so you become tame. And then mace is metami b'masa. Lots of things are metami b'masa. But those things, they're metami b'masa if you carry the nevela. But if the nevela carries you, you don't become tame. That they don't have. And they certainly don't have hesed, but if the nevela moved you somehow, I mean, I don't know how that would be shaykh, but that you become tame. I mean, it actually could be shaykh. You know, you were in a sisal, and somebody put a nevela down in one part of the sisal, and you went up, so we wouldn't say, oh, you became tame, because the nevela was massed to you. No such thing. Tumas nevela doesn't have tumas hesed, and it only has tumas mass in the other sense. If you carry the nevela, but you don't become, not the other way. Zav has a special quality that it's metame, not only if you carry the zav, but if the zav carries you, or carries a kli, then the kli becomes tame. And if the zav, even the zav didn't manage to carry it, but the zav was mesitit, which is kind of related to the idea of carrying, the zav was mesitit, like it's on a seesaw, and the zav sits down on one end of the seesaw, and the other, or there's a board, and there's a kli on one side of the board, and the zav moves this side of the board, and by moving this side of the board, the kli moves. That's called tumas hesed, and the thing, the keli becomes tummy. That's tumas hesed. And then there's also tumas medrash, which is also something that a zav has special, that if a zav sits on something, even though he's not touching it, there's many layers, but he sits on something, so if it's a clay, if it's a kli hairoi, lemedrash, if it's a kli that's made for sitting down on, or for lying on, mishka of Moshe, but if it's a kli that's made for sitting or for lying, so then it also becomes a tame. So these are the special ways that a zav is metame. So here, Rava laid down a rule, kol shev zav tame. So that's the equivalent thing by a nezek would be, look at the behem as a zav. So the equivalent thing by a behem would be called niske gufay. So Rashi learns it means maga mamish, tumas maga. The zav touches it, tumas maga. The behema touches a kli and it breaks, so that's nezek sholem. Shibazavtor, what's that case? You're going, shazor chayfetz al odom. The zav threw something at a person, he becomes tor, because the zav didn't touch him. And we'll talk about hesed in a minute. And it was zokin, kain shoyres, chatzin nezek. And in a zokin, such a case, like, for example, a tzoyres, that would be chatzin nezek. Fact about tzoyres, hash shmina, but tmiya, what's the chiddush? So the Gemara answers, eglo meshechis bekorin, osu la shmina. The bezav tomei, what's the case of eglo meshechis bekorin by a zav? If the zav was riding on the wagon, al gabi kalim, and it went on top of kalim, presumably kalim that arose from medrash, tamei mishum medrash hazav. But that's called medrash hazav. There could be, even though the koren is in between the kli, the mattress or whatever it is, and the zav, doesn't matter. It's makabel tumas medrash. Ubenizok nami eglo shemoshu bekoren al gabi kalim kikufa habi v'lo yisayrus. But on the other hand, if hita soyer is mitachas hakorin, the bezav tor ben zokin nami soyer is nu. So Rashi learns a few things. Rashi learns first of all that Rava's initial statement, kol she bezav tor, the way the Gemara initially understood it in the Havamino, is referring to tumas maga. And number two, the maskala Gemara, the Rava's talking about eglam meshechis bekorin, is referring to tumas medrash. Many other Rishonim learn the Gemara differently. Which tuma, which form of conveying tuma is not mentioned in Rashi at all? Tuma seset. Rashi seems to not bring that up at all. Many other Rishonim, the basic, most explicitly, but probably Taisus also, and a lot of Rishonim, look in the sheet, a lot of the majority of Rishonim, learn that actually tumas hesed is the whole sugya. Kol shev zav tomei means with hesed. So I'll tell you how the Mukhi Yosef reads the sugya. Then we'll discuss. We'll start. We'll talk about Rashi. Mukhi Yosef learns the sugya. Kol shev zav tomei means that if the zav, I don't know if the zav touches something. If the behemoth touches something, of course it's nezek sholem. But even if the zav was mesed something, the zav pushed it with a stick. So that's called nezek sholem. That's called hesed. And that's the equivalent of nezek sholem. The equivalent in behem would be in nizok would be nezek sholem. Kol shev zav tor, is talking about if a zav threw something at somebody, even though the person who got thrown at, or the kli that it was thrown at, was racked on his heels, and he was niset, he's tor. As the Mekeisev says, and this is a chiddush that the Rishonim take out of this sugya, Tumas Hesed only works if it's bechiburim. If the zav, when he pushes the thing, he pushes it with a board that he's holding and is touching the kli, or with a. But if it's not bechiburim, or with a kana, but if it's not bechiburim, if the zav throws something at somebody, even though the person racks, so the chari say, oh, the zav is mesed him. That's not enough. You need the lashon of the mukayis. You need hesed bechiburim. That's a big. That's a chiddush that comes out of this sugi. The tumas hesed is only bechiburim. It's important to us that this is a chiddush that comes out of our sugi. And I wasn't 100% sure. I don't claim to be the greatest expert in these things. So I looked in Encyclopedia Talmudus on the tumas hesed just to make sure. And they say over there that hesed is only bechiburim. And the footnote says, like it says in Baba Kama and in the Sugya here, and they bring the Mukhi Yosef and so on. It's a chiddush that says in this Gemara that Hesed is only the Chibur. It's important to know that it's only that it comes out of the Sugya, because that gives us more play later on, and we'll come back to Rashi. But Akuponim. So that's the Rova. That's the Gemara. Is Havamina Kol Shu B'Zav Tomei means if the Zav was mased something, he moved it himself or with the Kona, with whatever it was. That's Tumas Hesed. And likewise, by Behemah, if the Behemah broke a kli with its body, or not with its body, but with its chamor b'masoi, and pumba yishim b'pio, all of those things, that's like hesed b'chibur. And those things are all chayim as a shalom. On the other hand, if the zav was mesed something by throwing a rock at it, that's how he was mesed it, then it's not tomei, that's kol shiv zav tor, and b'nezok, and that would be tzeres. That's the initial, that's the avin. So then what's the tzeres, what's the lashmini, what's the chiddush? The Gemara answers, Egla Meshechis Bekarin. What's Egla Meshechis Bekarin? Says the Mukhi Yosef. That means if a Zav is pulling a wagon and it moves a Kli, that's called Hesed Bechibur. Why is that a Chiddush? Says the Mukhi Yosef. Because I might have thought that it's only that since the person pulling the wagon is not really touching the wagon, he's harnessed to the wagon with straps, with Ritzuis, but he's not actually touching the wagon. Maybe that's not good enough for Hesed Bechiburim. So the Chiddush is, no, that's also called Hesed Bechiburim. I mean, maybe that's not even the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that it's not called Tzeres, but the Ritzuis apparently make it that the Zav is called, that he's attached to the wagon. It's enough for Hesed Bechiburim. And Rav is coming to teach me that just like when a Zav is pulling the wagon, even though he's not touching the wagon, but he's harnessed to the wagon, that's enough to make it Hesed Bechiburim. And when he moves the kli, when the wagon brushes up against the kli and moves it, or a person and moves it, it's called the zav was mesed it b'chiburim. So likewise, by nizokin, since the behema is harnessed to the wagon, so it's called niske gufoy, and it's not called tzuris. The havmin would have been maybe with tzuris, since it's only with tzuris, and he's not, the behema is not actually touching the wagon. Maybe that should be like tzuris. Maybe Ritzui is not enough to make it a chibur. Maybe it's as if we look at the wagon as a separate thing, and the behemah pulled, made the wagon move, and the wagon now independently has its independent motion, and it breaks the tzui. So it should be tzuris. So no, the Ritzuis make it that the behemah is attached to the wagon. If the behemah is attached to the wagon, so it's like chamor b'masoi, and so on, and it becomes niske gufoi, by analogy to the case by tumas hesed, by a hesed b'chibur, and by a zav. Adkan, that's how the Mekhi Yosef learns the sugya. In which case, the whole sugya is a sugya from the beginning to end. It's a sugya about Tumas Hesed. Hesed has to be the Chiburim, and the Gdorim of Hesed the Chiburim are the same as the Gdorim of Niske Gufay versus Tzayus. That's the Mekhi Yosef Shat in the Gemara. That's probably a Taisha in the Gemara as well. Taisha doesn't say the Farish, but Taisha also says it's talks about Hesed. Maybe we'll see inside later, I'm not sure. That's a very straightforward Shat in the Gemara. Very shvach of shopping in the world. Rashi's proud is much more bristles with difficulties. Number one, well, in no particular order, but number one, why did Rashi not learn like the Mekhi Yosef? Mekhi Yosef is very shvach of shopping. Number two, Rashi's proud itself is difficult on many levels. First of all, Rashi says that Rava's initial statement, the way the Gemara initially understood, is talking about Negi Mamish. A zav, because that's we're talking about tumas mado mamish. Nezek Shalom is only by Maga Mamish? The behemoth Mamish has to touch the Kli in order for it to be Niski Gufay. What about Chamor B'Masoi? What about Shlif Shalel, Pumbi Yishuv Pio? That's not Maga Mamish. So the Gufay behemoth is not touching it. Yet we call that, that's Nezek Shalom. According to the Mekir Yosef, that's fine. That's Hesed Ali Dechibur. That's what the Gemara thought Rava meant initially. But according to Rashi, that Rava means Negi Mamish. So that limits Nesek Shalom to a case where the behemoth was negeh b'kli mamish. How do you explain all these other cases of chamor b'masoi and so on? Number three. This is Rishonim asking Rashi. Point to Rashi Pshat. The maskana word is eglin is egla meshechis b'karin. So what's egla meshechis b'karin by a zav? That the zav is sitting on the egla and he's matami what's underneath the medrash. By analogy, if the behemoth is pulling the wagon, so then it's called the Nezek Shalom, it's not called Chatzin Nezek. What does one thing have to do with the other? Here the Zav is sitting on top of the wagon. And here the behemoth is pulling the wagon. So the Mashmoyis and Rashi is apparently that if the Zav would pull the wagon, it wouldn't be Tomei. I mean, I don't know why, but whatever. Rashi seems to be at pains to say the Zav is not pulling the wagon, the Zav is sitting on top of the wagon. And what if the Zav is pulling the wagon? That's the car more analogous to the Eglom. That's pulling the wagon. So why didn't Rashi say if the Zav is pulling the wagon? Maybe Rashi thinks that that's Takanat Tomei. So then where's your Dimyon to Zav? We could say it's like totally, it doesn't make any sense. Kol Shev Zav Tomei Ben Zokin V'chayiv M'shal Nezek Shalom, meaning if a Zav is sitting on top of a wagon, then he's Mtami what's underneath the Medrash. So who Adin, if an Egla, if the Behem was sitting on top of the wagon, so then that would be a good analogy, but the Behem is not sitting on top of the wagon, the Behem is pulling the wagon. So where's your... And this makes even stronger the first question, which is what's driving Rashi in this whole thing? What's wrong with the Megeres Pshat? The Megeres Pshat is so gishma. I'll do this as today, and then Mishnah tomorrow. I'll just point you in the right. No, for now, I'll just point you in the right direction, and then Mishnah tomorrow will continue. The Pesach Dover is a parallel Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Amud Beis. Over there, the Gemara has Rav Ashi said a rule. Here's Rav, here's Rav Ashi. Kol Shevazav Tomei. I forget exactly the Gemara. Be'akum Oyse Yai Nesach. Kol Shevazav Tor is not Oyse Yai Nesach. And from the Hemshech of the Gemara over there, it's clear that he means to say, to tell me that if the goy throws something at a vat of wine, it does not become Yai Nesach. If he touches it with the kone, that's Yai Nesach. But if he throws something, he throws a pebble into the Yai, and it does not become Yai Nesach. And that's the analogy to the Kol Shevazav Tomei and so on. There also, so you have to see the Rashi over there. But Rashi over there starts off by saying, Rav Ashi is not talking about Tumas Hesed. Because he says, if the rule would be true, the rule is not true. If you're going to factor Tumas Hesed in, then the rule breaks down. Because there are cases that are Tomei Tumas Hesed, and by Yayin Nesech, and they're not Yayin Nesech. For example, quotes of Gemara. The Gemara says if you have a flask of wine that's sealed, and a guy moves it, so it does not become Yai Nesach. But by Tumas Hesed, avada that would be Tomei Hesed. Says Rashi, it must be that the rule, Rav's rule, Rav Ashi's rule, is not including Tumas Hesed. There's many cases. There are cases of Tumas Hesed that are Tomei, and they're still not going to be Yai Nesach. Rather, Rav Ashi is talking dafka about Tumas Maga. And he's saying, telling me a rule about Tumas Maga, that if it's Tumas Maga Hazav, so then it could make Yayin Nesach. But what about Al Yidei Kone? That does make Yayin Nesach. If the guy touches the wine with a stick, so that does make Yayin Nesach. But why is that Tumas Maga? So Rashi says that's also called maga, that's maga al yedei chibur. Since he's touching it with something that he's mechubar to, that's included in tumas maga. At kan the Rashi. Now the Rashash over there in the asks, and the Rashi says, that's a very wild thing. That if a gzav touches something with a stick, it's called tumas maga. It's called tumas hesed. Hesed it is, but that is called tumas maga. Maga al yedei chibur. He says it's not true, and he brings from Mishnah. He said it's not true. It's hesed, but it's not tumas maga. And anyway, the kitzur, the Rashi says he doesn't know what to do with that Rashi, and I also don't know what's the pshut. I don't. That's a sure Rashi, but it says in that Rashi that's what Rashi holds. Okay, now it's what he does with the Mishnah and Tyrus, the Rashi doesn't know, and I don't know either. But it says in that Rashi holds that maga that by a zav, I don't think by other tumas. That's probably why he talked about a zav. Rav Ashi talked about a zav. He could have said tumas maga by other tumim. Apparently, by a zav, there's such a thing besides hesed. There's such a thing as maga al yedei chibur. So Rav Ashi is saying kol she bezav, anything that a zav is metame b'maga, not only literally maga begufot, but even maga al yedei chiburim, that makes yayin nesek. For example, if the guy touches the wine with a stick. That's maga de chiburim. That makes yayin nesek. But something that's not maga de chiburim, maybe he threw something at the wine, then that would not be yayin nesek. Rav Ashi is not talking about hesed. If the guy threw something at the wine and the wine moved, that might be tumas hesed in an analogous case of a zav. But Rav Ashi not. Tumas hesed is lemayla v'lemayr. Tumas hesed doesn't enter into the rule. Yeah, maybe there's tumas hesed, then there's still no yayin nesek. Because tumas hesed is not. We don't base the rules of Yayin Nesek on Tumas Hesed. Hesed is much more broad and includes all kinds of cases that are not Yayin Nesek. Yayin Nesek is measured against Tumas Maga. But Rashi's definition of Maga is broad and it includes not only Hesed, but it includes not only Maga Mamish, but it includes Maga al yedei Chibur. That's the Rashi over there. Taisus there, but Zohar learned not like Rashi. Taisus learned that al yedei Kone is Hesed. And the Rav Ashi is talking about a hesed also. What about the case about the sealed flask of wine where there is tumas hesed and it's not yayin nesek? So Tosfos yayin nechanami, it's not a hard and fast rule. The rule is not hard and fast. He basically wants to make the point that if you throw something at the wine, then it's not yayin nesek. If you poke a stick at it, then if the guy pokes a stick at it, then it is yayin nesek. A lot of you can construct cases that have hesed that don't make yayin nesek, like if the wine is sealed. Yeah, Rav Ashi's rule doesn't claim to be totally parallel. It's a rule of the thumb. It's not a hard and fast rule. But the Kapanim Taisa learns the Gemara is talking about Hesed. You know, Rav Ashi's rule is a rule about Hesed. Touching with a stick is Tumas Hesed. Just Rav Ashi's rule can't be taken so literally, Taisa says. There are exceptions to the rule. You know, Taisa learns the rule was said in regard to Tumas Hesed, but yes, in the fine print, I could find you exceptions to the rule. You know, the wine was sealed. So fine, so then it's not Yayin Esech, but it is Hesed. Okay, Rav Ashi wasn't going into those exceptions. He was saying, broadly speaking, if you mace it the wine with the stick, that's Tumah, that's Hesed, Al Yedei Chiburim, so that makes Yayin Esech. If you throw a stone at it, that's not Hesed, because it's not Al Yedei Chiburim, and that's not going to be, that doesn't make Yayin Esech either. That's the place over there learns that Kumar. But Rashi learns Kumar, that Maga means that Rav Ashi's not talking about Hesed, and he's talking about Maga, but Maga has to be read broadly. Maga is not only Maga Begufay, but Maga is not only, if he touches it with his flesh, Maga includes Maga al yedei Chibur. So, Haroya Yira, that there's a parallel, a very strong parallel between Rashi over there and Rashi over here. It's Tumas Maga, not Tumas Hesed. Tumas Hesed doesn't enter into these rules. In the details, I think we'll talk more tomorrow. Exactly how that plays out, and why I think we'll hopefully see why I think Rashi Dafke did not want to learn that it's a rule about Tumas Hesed, not only in Avodah Zarah, but here as well, and so on. So there's a little bit more work to be done. So that I want to talk about tomorrow. Take a look at the Gemara in Avodah Zarah inside, and also take a look at the Rashi here in the Sugya. Very important. The Rashi here in the Sugya. The Rashi. There's a lot to do there. And if you have time. To start the sugya of Zohar Kli Mirei Shagat. There's a little bit of overlap between this sugya, especially when we get to the Rashba, and the sugya of Zohar Kli Mirei Shagat. So it's hard to know exactly how to manage that, but let's try and take a look.
Well.